The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I want to start off by letting you know about the Wealth Creator Toolbox. This toolbox is something you can get complimentary, and in it includes Eric's book. Of course, he is an author. You know that. Worry Less Wealth. You get the book. And then there's some other educational reports that you can get, all designed to help you understand how you can retire well. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Toolbox, 800-454-1184. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Today, we're going to talk about how most Americans are failing. They're getting a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what people really need to know, which is getting educated, getting information on money. I mean, it is such a critical thing. It affects every aspect of your life, and it's amazing how uneducated we are about it.
Right, it really is. And I know you're someone who's big on education. You have lots of education backing up what you do as a financial advisor. You have all kinds of licenses and everything. So I'm assuming that when you were in school, good grades were pretty important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I always expected to get good grades. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. You just did it. Usually in the honors classes and all that other type of stuff. And you know, one of the things that blew me away is, you know, in hindsight, I had, it might have been 2 days, but I remember one day talking about, you know, checking accounts and something, and we may have talked one more day about loans or something, but that was it.
I know.
And I mean, think about how many days of school you had. I mean, if you're going K through 12, right, 13 years, you know, I actually, you know, even I got a finance degree. You know how many classes in personal finance I had to take? Zero. Even for a finance degree. There was one personal finance elective, which in hindsight probably should have taken, since that's what industry I'm in now. But yeah, most of the finance is really all talking mostly about corporate. I mean, there is stuff on econ and stuff, and economics is definitely very personal finance related. So it's not that I didn't have any training in that, but it's still amazing that just the simple basic thing that we're all focused on is, you know, trying to get, you know, all the news is telling, you know, people about how well they're employed or how many people have jobs and blah, blah, blah. What about, what do you do with the check once you get it? What do you do with, how do you put save money in savings or in 401ks, IRAs, you know, all this stuff? Why is that not a huge thing? Because you know how many financial problems and how many society problems would be fixed by just educating people first about money, and then that way they don't get in trouble.
Right. Isn't that true in marriages too, right? Number one reason for a marriage failing is financial.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing how many different things that percolates through. And so it's something that people really need to be always striving to do, because obviously it's also something that changes too over time.
Right. And so it is. It amazes me that we don't have as much, even in high school, you know, for everybody in high school, we should have something like that. So anyway, because of all of this, what you're talking about, Americans do get a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. And that's what our show is all about. They're saying that females, about 89% of them, flunked a 38-question quiz. Men failed the quiz about 72% of them. But it's really funny. There's a huge gap there with the people are lacking in the literacy when it comes to retirement. What topics do you find most people are struggling with when you're helping them with retirement?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, most people know nowadays, or at least the clients I'm talking to who are older typically, and they're closer to retirement. And most of them know the basics on, you know, 401ks and IRAs, but sometimes they're shocked at how much tax they're going to owe. They don't really necessarily always know you know, how to figure out how money's going to last, how the money's going to come from, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things. And we've actually started, I think it's 12 years ago now, maybe. I started the Financial Knowledge Institute. And the Financial Knowledge Institute does a lot of talks at companies. We did a lot of community center stuff. Obviously, with COVID, all that had to stop, unfortunately. Yeah. So we haven't been doing as much, although we did do some outreach work with some single parent group, when the crisis first hit. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to do, is at least do some outreach of, you know, how to help people and just give them some basic pointers, and just how do you put some money away? How do you put some money in savings? You know, how do you get all those things going? And once you know some of these things, it's pretty easy. It's just, it's kind of like dieting and exercise, right? The way is to lose weight and be healthy. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of it takes time and takes effort, and no different than, you know, losing weight and being healthy. Financial matters are just the same. It takes time. But if you don't do any of those things, then you end up being in a world of hurt and being very messed up, same often with your health, right? So same way.
Well, it's interesting in the study that they did, American College of Financial Services, about retirement literacy. So, Eric, I got to tell you this. More women are serving as their household's chief financial officer, which I think we know that. We talk about that a lot. They do all the daily and monthly bills, but they need help with their retirement readiness, according to this study we're talking about today, the American College of Financial Services. So what's the difference between managing your monthly household budget and having an income strategy for retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, but very different, right? So, you know, having that paycheck in retirement is a critical thing. And where's that money going to come from? When you're working, it's just, okay, how much can you pay, you know, your bills, and how much can you spend, and, you know, all those kind of issues, right? So what we're really talking about in retirement is the same kind of thing, but more importantly, where's the income source? Usually when you're working, it's pretty easy. It's the paycheck. Well, when you're retired, you have to figure out where the paycheck comes from, right? So you don't get a paycheck from one source. You get Social Security, you get retirement, you know, savings withdrawals, you get money you've saved up, all those things. And you have to create that lifetime income. And one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox. But text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, we often talk about conversations you have with couples and a surviving spouse, but single people have some additional challenges as well because it's all on them. What are some factors that single people need to consider for retirement planning?
Yeah, exactly what you said there is it's all on them. You know, there's no other income. There's no, you know, obviously making sure your money lasts is a really critical thing since it's just you. Now, in some ways, some things are a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about the surviving spouse or, you know, the other person, right? So they can actually spend a little bit more money and, you know, just making sure that there is somebody, a family member, somebody there to help them out in case things go south, and especially health-wise. So you need to have that income plan that says, well, how is your money going to last? Will it last the rest of your life? You need that investment plan to see how much risk are you're taking today, and is that too much or too little? At least you'll know before things go bad. So usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry-less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. You know, just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix, And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call again. You can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can get this Wealth Creator Toolbox. It's a digital toolbox that Eric and his team offer you every single week. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184 and just text the word toolbox. And in that, it's complimentary. You can get Eric's book that he wrote and a bunch of other educational materials that are there for you. This is our offer for you today. There can be so much excitement when you're going into a brand new phase of life, especially retirement. You see it every single day. You help retirees. You've been helping them retire every single day. And if someone is relocating maybe to their dream retirement home, maybe they're downsizing to a smaller home or a condo or townhouse, something like that. We're going to have to do some decluttering, right? It's just that time of life because you got a lot of stuff that you have to get rid of. And so I have for you a guy that wrote the book literally on downsizing. He's a retired professor now, but he talks about, you know, how you should confront the possessions of your life. I want you to hear what he had to say first. He's a professor from the University of Kansas. Here's what he said.
You really can't delegate the management of paper to other people. You have to look at all of it. And one piece of paper can stop you for hours because you'll discover something that needs to be done or somebody who needs to be contacted. And hours of work on paper really doesn't reduce the volume of things that are in, for example, a desk or a kitchen, but it has to be done. So that would be a great place to start.
Now, Eric, I got to ask, how many times have you and your family moved in your life? Have you been in that one house for a long time?
Yeah, no, we've been here for 20 years, so yeah. don't have to do that very often, but
yeah.
I would say the number one thing that my clients tend to do when they first retire is actually declutter their house.
Yeah.
You know, it is one of those, you know, ironic things. Now, obviously, if they're moving or downsizing physically to a different house or a different location, then it's got a lot higher priority. And, you know, so I've had a lot of clients doing that too. And yeah, they're always amazed at how much stuff they have and how much stuff they didn't need. And I mean, you know, some of the stuff he's talking about with the paper, most of all that stuff you can just toss, you know, or take to one of those places that shreds it in bulk,
it, yeah.
You know, or whatever. But I mean, first of all, get a lot of stuff online. Stop getting any paper if you can. And nowadays, like statements that you get, even if you like to get the statements on paper, they're really not something that you have to, you know, keep all those things, because nowadays you can just log on and get last year's statements or the year before's statements and the year before's tax stuff, right? So, I mean, the only thing you probably really do want to keep is actual, you know, tax returns and stuff. Mm. You know, but nowadays with things like, you know, Google Drive or Dropbox or, you know, all these different online storage places that you can do, you can store a lot of this stuff online and have huge amounts of paper there. And, you know, that just gets rid of a lot of the junk, right? Mm. You know, off the bat. But then there's all that other stuff that, you know, you accumulate too that you often don't need. And I mean, probably the funniest story I had was our old next door neighbor, when they were moving from their house, they had no idea where they were going to move to.
Oh.
They just ended up, you know, buying or reserving 6 1-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country just
wow.
to kind of check out things. And they downsized to, you know, just three suitcases that they traveled with and then some sentimental other stuff. They put it in one storage thing and, you know, we're going to have it shipped afterwards. But the funny part was every time he went for a jog, he would just throw away his clothes. He wouldn't wash them because he was like, you know, you'd have all these old t-shirts and shorts and things that you had. So he would just throw the trash. So that was the one way how he was getting rid of the stuff. So, you know, so yeah, if you just try to keep less junk there, you know, it does really help out. You know, I mean, a lot of that, especially the financial stuff. I mean, I've seen people where, you know, back in the old days where they used to mail you back your checks.
Oh my gosh.
I
mean, yes.
I had a client who had those from the 80s and she wanted them all scanned in. I'm like, nobody's going back for these things. Nobody's coming for this stuff. Right. So, I mean, the only thing that probably gets people the most is if you go sell your house, you do have to prove how much you've paid in improvements over those years. So any home improvements, you definitely want to keep. Anything that's, you know, if you bought a stock and you had it a long time ago, you probably might need those brokerage statements if they're really old. If it shows your cost basis on your statement, then you're fine. But it's just if you had those stocks from, like, say, pre-2010, then sometimes you might need those records. But beyond that, no. I mean, most of that stuff you really don't need. Most of it's easily stuff that you can get. I mean, that's one of those things where people have to, you know, have to be thinking about, okay, how, you know, do I really need all this stuff? And would life be a lot easier if I just toss most of it? And yes, it would be a lot nicer.
Right. Oh
and you have a lot more room. And, you know, and so, you know, one of the things that we do also to keep down the clutter is we have a digital toolbox that people can get. And again, you can print these if you really want to. But again, we urge you just to have them digitally. It goes over Social Security. It goes over paying too much in taxes. Will your money last? It even has some chapters of my book, Worry Less Wealth. You can even set an appointment there if you want to have more questions. But I think this digital toolbox is a great resource of stuff that is important. It's pretty quick. And again, it doesn't have to be printed. So it won't clutter up your house more if you get it. So again, if you want this digital toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in San Jose. Eric, how often do people come to you thinking they have a financial strategy, but what they really have is a pile of statements or a shoebox full of account information?
Well, yeah, no, I've actually, I had somebody bring in a basket. He had a basket system. He would put everything in a basket until it filled up, and then he'd get a new basket. he wouldn't even open the statements.
What?
He didn't even know where his money was. But he just kept putting all the statements in there. So yeah, that's not the way to do it. I find a lot of people, especially, you know, in Silicon Valley where they've maybe jumped jobs, you know, tech companies or whatever, you know, they can sometimes, I don't even need to go to their LinkedIn profile. I can just look at their financial statements and they'll tell me where they all worked, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years, because they'll have all these old accounts there. So, you know, that's one of the problems is lots of times people think they're diversified. They think they've got lots of money in places, but they've got so many different accounts, they can't even really understand how diversified they are or are not. And it makes it really hard just to manage it. So, you know, anytime you leave any sort of 401k at an old company, you can always roll that to an IRA. And usually, almost always, that's the right call to make, just because then you can, you know, have your new 401k and then have your IRA. And then if you change jobs again, roll it over. And then that way you don't have all these different accounts. Because one thing too is lots of times when you have all those different funds, you'll end up thinking that you're pretty diversified, but then you have 10 funds that are all basically investing in the same stuff. One of those first things that sometimes we do is just tell people, okay, let's just first coordinate and get all this stuff combined into one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So true. So Eric, with the information that you guys do help accumulate from your retirees, tell us what goes into creating that comprehensive retirement income strategy, please.
Yeah. So what we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, going on cool trips or doing stuff in retirement. And to do that, you need kind of five areas. One is you need to have that income. You need to make sure your income, you know, once your paycheck stops, where's the money going to come from? Always a little freaky and scary. And so where's that money going to come from for the rest of your life? Is it going to last with inflation, with taxes, everything? And then that tells us from there how you should have it invested. So then we have to see, is it actually invested to match that income need? And, you know, you need stuff that pays out, not just stuff that grows, because you need it every single month, right? And then you also need to look at the taxes, not just this year, but all years and seeing how that tax is going to have a ramification on those that income and that investment. Obviously, healthcare is a big issue, pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your assets when you're gone? And so those are the five areas that you really need to make sure you're well-focused on. And you know, make sure you've got that blueprint. You know, one of the things we do when people first talk with us is we'll find out what kind of issues you have, what kind of concerns, and then we can actually build out that blueprint. We don't charge a fee right now for that. So, you know, take you through that whole process, see what's, hey, this is working, this isn't working. And this is what you should be doing. And, you know, here's some things you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of at least finding out what's out there, finding out a little bit of information that we've provided to you, you know, we've got Social Security information. Are you paying too much in taxes? Will your money last? And finding that balance, you know, in your retirement plan. So again, if that's something you want to get advantage of, it's totally free. All these digital toolbox items are very simple to get. All you do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, decluttering and downsizing are a couple of non-financial challenges. So we're going to get into more things you need to prepare for in retirement coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And of course, today, Eric is offering his Wealth Creator Toolbox. Now, this isn't one of those toolbox like you buy at Sears or you used to get at Sears, but it's a digital toolbox. And in it has a lot of complimentary things for you just for listening today. Of course, his book, Worry Less Wealth, you can get that in there. And then also some other educational materials all about retirement. And it's all digital, so you can download those. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's how you can get all of this information complimentary from Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial. 800-454-1184. Now, there is so much excitement when you're starting a brand new phase of life. And today we're specifically focusing on what happens when you go into retirement. You might be downsizing for the very first time in a long time. So we've been talking about the non-financial challenges of getting all that done. But retired Professor David Eckert literally wrote the book on downsizing. He has a book. He wrote it when he was just retiring himself, too. He says, you know, we do have to get rid of a lot of stuff we've accumulated over the years. He said, while it's a challenge, it's a good feeling to declutter and downsize. Here's what he says, Eric.
And we studied people in over 100 households in the Midwest, people with large households and people with very modest households. Almost everybody was glad after they moved that they had been able to downsize, and they felt very good about what they did. They felt empowered.
It's like, you know, spring cleaning or reorganizing a garage or something. So you see this a lot, don't you, Eric?
No, certainly. And it is one of those things where, you know, once you get rid of a lot of that junk and you realize you didn't need it in the first place, and, you know, why did I buy all these silly things? Or, you know, and also it might be stuff that, you know, you had when you had kids, and now they're all grown and things like that. And, you know, I remember one, I was still in college, and my parents told me, my sister said, okay, you guys have a couple of weeks to pick this stuff up, and or else we're just throwing it all out. And I was like, what? Why? All of a sudden, but it obviously just did one of those downsizing and decluttering exercises and said, get this stuff out of our house. So, yeah, no, I think I think we all feel better when there's not a lot of stuff, because, you know, when you see a bunch of mess someplace, or you see a, you know, whatever, it's a drawer you can't use, or a cabinet that's full of stuff that you don't even care about anymore. You know, once that thing's empty, yeah, definitely feel, makes you feel better.
Well, I'm sure there are also plenty of financial planning steps that feel like a challenge to get through and make us all want to procrastinate about. So why don't you tell us about those now, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest one is lots of times wills or trusts, getting that trust in place. And I'm always amazed at how many people have grown kids and they still have never done a will or a trust. It's like, well, guess you didn't need that guardian. So that was good.
Right.
Little late now, but those are things that can be a mess if you leave your estate, you know, not set up right. So that's one that I think a lot of us avoid. And you know, it is super critical, because if anybody's ever gone through the process of settling somebody's estate, if it's organized, it's a mess or in a lot of work, right? But if it's, you know, if it's a mess, it's really, it could be a full-time job on top of your regular job. So, you know, those would be, you know, one of the big ones. But really just also trying to figure out, you know, how much do you spend a month, right? How much are you spending on a typical basis? And, you know, are you leaving room there for having fun? Because obviously when you got 7 days a weekend when you're retired versus two, you know, you can now go off and do more things. So are you leaving budget for that? And are you planning for medical costs and especially dental? Dental gets to be a pretty big price tag thing and you know, once you're over 65 and, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, really just having to make sure that you have those, you know, built into your budget. I mean, I had a client literally, she said, look at my teeth, $28,000 I got in there. You know, they, when I die, they better be on display, because, you know, she couldn't believe she spent so much money in her mouth.
Wow.
And, you know, and so, you know, those are kind of the silly, weird things that people don't, you know, necessarily think about, but it is true. Those are the things that are going to be there that you need to do. And then, you know, also just making sure that you have your assets in the right spots. Because if you have 100% of the money in the market, oh my gosh, you've just got so much risk. And when you need that money every single month, yeah, that's not going to be the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all these topics, so important. Why is it that so many of us procrastinate and just almost freeze and don't do these things that we know we need to do before we retire?
Well, should I answer that later? Oh, no, sorry. I've just been trying to wait on it, right? No, just kidding. We all want to do things later, right? We're all horrible about that, right? If there's no deadline, one of the things is when people start to retire, I have had people where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm retiring this week or next week. And, you know, I need to start doing my plan. It's like, what? You know, so lots of times it's, you know, maybe somebody in their family passed away and left a mess, and now all of a sudden they want to do their will or trust, right? There's a lot of things that finally trigger you to have action. It's just sad that you don't do it ahead of time. You know, and some of it's because people perceive it not being fun, which, okay, probably not. You know, it's probably a lot more fun to plan that big trip to Europe or something like that. But, you know, the part people don't get is you could probably have a lot more trips to Europe if you planned your finances first instead of planning that trip to Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you have to do is you have to just kind of say, okay, hey, you know, I got to be an adult here or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I got to make sure I get these things done and, you know, give yourself a deadline saying, hey, I'm going to have this done by this date. And having a deadline is always a wonderful thing. So, you know, but I mean, one of the things that we do, we can set up a time, a 15, 30 minute phone call, answer any questions you have. But, you know, the other thing that we did is we created this digital toolbox where you can find, you know, ways that for women to empower themselves a lot more, or how to make sure your money's going to last, which should you be thinking about with Social Security decision, and, you know, are you paying too much taxes? You know, these are all digital resources that we have, along with my book, Worry Less Wealth. And, you know, these are all set up all in one little spot that makes it super easy. And, you know, at least if you read about this stuff, maybe you can say, okay, this is one of the action items I'm going to do and I'm going to put a deadline on for myself. So, you know, again, if you want to get access to that toolbox, all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. One final tip from retired Professor David Eckert, who wrote that book on downsizing. He says, yeah, we can get emotional and frustrated about all the stuff that we accumulate over the years, maybe even with our family members that we're trying to help. But also people get emotional about financial decisions. How can planning in advance help prevent that, Eric?
Well, I mean, actually on the sentimental things, by the way, that is the number one area, more than actual financial issues, that I see after somebody dies that cause more pain and more conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It could be grandma's painting or whatever it is. And, you know, and so that's one thing where, you know, just writing down any sentimental type of issues and, you know, into a will or a trust, you know, having that set up and even take pictures of things. If somebody wants something, you know, have that in there. But yeah, people do get a lot of emotion, of course, in the stock market, a lot of emotion in investing. And, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, you have somebody else help you manage that stuff is because then at least they're doing it and they're not going to be as emotionally attached. They're not going to overreact and panic. And, you know, hopefully they'll also tell you, hey, is this really a real crisis or is this something that's, you know, you're not going to remember in 3 or 4 years from now, right? And that lots of times that's what's happening in the market. But also, they may also say, well, hold it. You know, the reason you're freaking out so much is because, you know, you're getting so emotional. It's because you have so much more risk than you should have. You know, you need to have a better plan. And by having that plan, then you're not going to have all those worries and concerns. And that's literally why my book is named Worry Less Wealth and why we do the blueprint to worry less wealth is to make people not worry as much and have more fun and enjoy life. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that, you know, that we really try to help people with. But we did set up this digital toolbox to, you know, really get people to have a lot more information about Social Security, if you're paying too much in tax, how to make sure your money lasts, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth, is there. So, you know, if you want to get access to that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman right after this.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer, and you're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area. So happy to have you along with us on Wealth Creator Radio. I'm going to pull up some mail, okay, some mailbag questions for you to go over, Eric. And I always love this segment because we get to hear from, you know, real retirees, real questions that they are experiencing. I mean, you hear this all the time, but I think it's always good to bring it to the airwaves. So you ready for this?
Yeah, and a lot of these aren't a lot of these are emailed, by the way.
Right. Yeah, not mail. I call it mailbag. Yeah, but
can you put emails in a bag? I don't know.
You got to print them.
Yeah. Okay.
Figuratively speaking. All right, exactly. Here we go. First question though. This is from Glenn. Glenn says, someone at work was just telling me that the rules have changed for how my kids can inherit my IRA one day and that they'll have to pay a lot more in taxes. Could you please tell me what's going on, Eric?
Yes. And this is one of the things where I think all financial advisors need to be licensed in taxes. This is usually when people say, oh, I don't give tax advice. It's like, But how are you talking to somebody about their inherited IRA then? Right.
Yeah.
So, I have license to do taxes. And one of the things that is super confusing is this new this came out of the Secure Act in 2020, where it used to be you could do this stretch IRA, which wasn't a yoga move. It was a way to, if your kids inherited the money, they would have roughly usually about 25 to 40 years. Usually by the time they're in their 80s, they'd have to have the money spent. So, yeah, it was very gradual that how much they had to take out. They could take it out faster, right? But they just the minimum that they had to keep taking out. Well, now, 10 years. If somebody dies in 2023, by the end of 2033, that money's got to be gone. So this is like the government telling my three sons to say, hey, dad's gone. You got 10 years to spend his money.
Yeah.
And what would they say? Challenge accepted. So, yeah, not the right kind of challenge you want to give the younger generations. Like, hey, can you spend this money faster?
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah, it only took your parents 30, 40 years to save that up, but you can get rid of it in 10, can't you? Sure, yeah. They'll do it. So really what the goal is obviously for the government to get the money back on the taxes. So, yeah, if you're ever inheriting money from anybody, definitely get some advice, because there are exclusions for siblings or exclusions for spouses, for minor children. There's a lot of different weird little things in there. And if you don't get the right advice and you do this paperwork, there's no fixing it. If you mess up the paperwork, it's over and done with. Whatever route you went, you had to keep going that way. So, yeah, definitely want to know what's going on before you take action.
Very good. 800-454-1184. That's the number to call Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial, because, you know, they have the licenses. They are educated in this area. They deal with retirees every single day. So call that number if you have a question yourself. Here's another email piece that I have for you. It's from Dwayne. And he says, I've handled my finances myself over the years, and I've done pretty well. Everyone tells me that I should have a financial advisor now that I'm about ready to retire, but I'm having trouble with the concept of turning it all over to someone else at this point. Why should I have someone else handle it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if you're super good at doing it and you know all the distribution rules and you know all the math on the way out, because the way up, right, it's kind of like climbing Everest. The stats are way more people die descending from Mount Everest than they do crazy climbing up. And just similar to retirement planning, right? It's a lot more hazardous on the way down, as you're spending that money down, not building that money up anymore. And, you know, the math changes a lot. The tax pay situation is massively different. But, you know, if you think you can handle it, that's great. The hardest part I find is lots of times for especially it's usually guys who say this, just in my experience. But lots of times they have a spouse that may have nothing to do with money, may have nothing to know about money. And, I mean, I've literally had somebody in here where we've had to teach her how to get her balance online, because during COVID she couldn't go to the bank and her husband died. And
oh no.
And she used to only go into the bank to find out how much money they had. And she never even used an ATM.
Oh dear.
Because he always took out the money for her. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of things. So, you know, if you can't handle it on your own, you know, definitely want to have somebody. But also if your spouse can't, you want to have somebody at least that you're talking with, somebody who can, who knows what's going on. But you better know all the different rules, ins and outs, you know, of what's going on for your situation. Because it can be a definitely a very different situation. And lots of times I also like to say, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you, right? So sometimes it's just worth it just to maybe not hire them permanently, but at least go in there for a review.
Yeah, for some guidance, right?
Yep.
800-454-1184. It'd be so much nicer to worry less about your retirement plan. Just focus on having fun. And Eric, that's why you and your team are here, is to really just, you know, guide retirees, help them with strategies along the way. Like you said, you helped you've helped a lady before with her Social Security and helped her try to figure that out. And you can even go back, you said, you can go back and claim it within 6 months, right?
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of different tools. And so, you know, one of the things is you can set a time to visit with us at our toolbox site, or just get a lot of great educational materials that give you a little bit more details and a little bit more things to think about. And then, yeah, then it's up to you if you want to take action, of course. So you can always text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And when you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, I'm Luann Fulmer. We are reaching into our mailbag like we do occasionally. This next question is from Marty. And he says, I'm retiring next year, and I expect that I'll be in a lower tax bracket at that time. But how do I know how much tax I should pay every time I make a withdrawal? I've always just had taxes withheld from my paycheck, and I've never had to think about it.
It is amazing how many people just are confused about literally just the logistics of how do I get a check?
Yeah. Right?
How do I recreate my play check since I don't have a paycheck?
Uh-huh.
Anymore,
yeah,
right?
I love that.
So
yeah.
You go, so, you know, how do you do it? Well, you have to figure out which sources of income are you taking money out of? Are you taking out of savings accounts where there's no tax issue? If you're taking out of IRA, obviously you can have taxes withheld. If you're turning on Social Security, you can actually have federal taxes withheld. And I always urge people to do that because that gets you a lot less trouble at tax time. Mm-hmm. But just like in California, Social Security is not state taxable. So it doesn't help you on the state side of things. With your IRAs, if you're taking money out of there, you usually want to do withholding. Sometimes you might have to pay quarterly estimates, which is, you know, where you actually send in a check every 3 months to the state and to the government. So, yeah, it is something that you want to be planned for. It does get a lot more confusing. And really the weird part is you may or may not be in a lower tax bracket because, you know, again, you want to look at your adjusted, not just your adjusted gross income, but you want to look at your taxable income. And lots of times your taxable income in retirement is actually higher. Hmm. So one of the things you have to look for is how am I really structuring that? And where is that money coming from? So definitely a good time to get advice.
Very good. Again, I like to give this number out because you might even have a question that, you know, from whatever we're talking about, tease off another question for you. So that number, again, is 800-454-1184. And you can text the word toolbox to get everything that's in that toolbox, including Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. All right. Last question for you, Eric. This is from Gordon. He says, we recently paid off our house, which was a great feeling, but now we have about $3,000 we don't spend every month. We're already maxing out our retirement accounts, and I don't want to leave it into our checking account. So where should I be putting this money?
Yeah, it's great that they were able to pay that off. And, it does free up a lot of cash. And so, yeah, now you have to figure out, okay, where are we going to put that money? Well, obviously, a lot of just savings accounts are pretty good right now, interest rate-wise, but that does create taxable income. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest shocks for next year taxes is how much people had to pay tax on their interest at the bank, because we really nobody's paid interest from a bank taxes on it for 20 years,
yeah,
right?
We haven't
gotten any good interest for so long.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing you could do, but you know, there are also more tax efficient places to go. There's specially designed life insurance actually that you can fund. That if it's done right and you're purchasing it for the right reasons and you know all the details going in, there's silly stuff like people call it the laser fund and all these other things that should be illegal. But if you're talking about it for real and in a legitimate situation and with real knowledge, some of those types of plans actually can not only build up some money tax deferred, but also, you know, like I said, give you some long-term care benefits, which can be something that people really need to plan for. So, there's a lot of options. Obviously, you could do other stuff. If you're still working, you can fund Roth accounts if you're not over the income limits. But that won't quite, that's more $3,000 a month is more than those maximums. So, that's one of those things where you definitely want to get a little planning, but I would think heavily on the tax side of things. Because if you've already funded a whole bunch of pre-tax accounts, you're going to have a big tax headache when you hit retirement already. So If we make more money tax efficient, it's going to help you out a lot. So again, one of the things that you can get access to is a ton of stuff about how long will my money last? What's my Social Security decision time frame? All these great things, our book, and even a way to meet with us. That's all sitting there at the digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or go online, download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still not done yet. We'll be right back with the rest of our show and Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And that is why Eric does this show every week. Now, we have come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story.
This is about a client named Larry and his wife, Mindy, and they were downsizing. And so they moved down to the Monterey Peninsula area and, you know, helped them through the whole house sale and the taxes on that and everything. And then right as he was retiring, that next year is when he had to start doing his required minimum distributions. But his wife, Mindy's a lot younger. So we were starting to do Roth conversions and do more. She didn't have as much in IRA. And the neat thing now is since they also extended that age from 70 and a half to 72, and now it's all the way up to 73 for mm-hmm. people who are before 1960 and 75 for after. Now she had till 73, and this year was her last year that she was able to convert everything that she had to Roth. Thankfully, due to that extension she got, that we were able to not have her have a required minimum distribution ever in her lifetime. Now, they've been having to take it out of his, and that they'll always have to do that. He had a lot more saved up. But the nice thing is at least now she doesn't have to pay in the taxes on that. So that's really money for their two daughters that are both starting to finish up school. And, you know, they're actually both going into nursing. So the neat thing, though, there is we had the time to plan, mainly because of the law change. And now I think if people, you know, had they come to me a little before when he was about to retire right away, that we could have even done some more for him and such. So I think that's probably one of the big things to be thinking about is most people say, oh, I don't want to do a Roth conversion because I have to pay tax today. Well, this is not necessarily for their kids in reality. If they had waited and converted even, you know, had more taxes, let that money grow, they would have been probably in a higher tax bracket when they were taking out all that extra money for her. If you're going to take money out, say 24% bracket now and 24% bracket later, then all that growth would be tax-free if you convert it. So lots of times people they just think, oh no, I don't want to pay the tax. Well, what if that growth takes you now into the 32% bracket? You did great on your investments, did really good in your retirement account, and guess what? Now you're going to pay a ton more tax. Mm-hmm. When you go from 24 to 32, that's a 25% increase in taxes. People go, oh, it's an 8% change in bracket. No, that's 25% more tax on those other dollars. So that's what we're trying to avoid. And again, that's what we want to help you do. So if that's something you're interested in, you want to see how you can pay less tax, you're serious about taking some action, set up a time, 15 to 30 minute phone call with us, or just download our great tools at the Wealth Creator Toolbox by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties employees or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.